if you go and systematically sell your stuff, saying, hey, here I got my stuff, buy it now, it's going to be a major turnoff. And this is usually why it doesn't work. It falls flat. So the type of content you should do is content that is...
Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
All right, Sprocketeers, it's your boy, George B. Thomas, and I am back with another episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where we try to give you a strategy that you can focus in on and learn about in 15 minutes. Now, it might take you longer than 15 minutes to do it, but hey, at least you're going to understand what you can do to make your business better today. I am so amazed, excited, just I don't even know how to tell you to get this guy on. Antoine, we have hung out for years, gone to events and seen each other, geeked out, but let's go ahead for any of the Sprocketeers that don't know who you are. Let's start at the very beginning of your journey when you were born. No, I'm just kidding. Let's talk about who you are, what you do, and where you do it.
Well, I was born on a Thursday morning. It was windy that day. All right, and then I'm going to skip to, let me give you the 60 second, right? I went to hospitality and culinary school, got a job in a 3-star Michelin restaurant in London where Gordon Ramsay was the chef. I was 20 years old. So if you don't like me and you want to, you know, insult me, you better bring on your A game because I've heard everything. So I came in the U.S. 30 years ago. So I've been a French citizen, but I've actually spent more time outside of France than I have in France. I was in the hospitality business, was a meeting planner for a few years for big, massive brands, and ended up doing some really cool stuff. Actually got to produce the Eagles twice in concert for a corporate client. So that was a whole bunch of fun. 2001, saw an opportunity with marketing. The meeting planning world was crazy. It was like, you know, we call it a part-time job where you only work 12 hours a day, right? You do whatever you want with the other 12. But went into marketing in 2001 and grew my agency. Originally, we were doing mostly nonprofit organization. We were selling a CMS, so we were selling $5,000 to $30,000 a year type of products. Sold a ton of it, had a lot of fun. In 2012, my business was kind of like flatlining a little bit. I didn't know what to do. I went to HubSpot in Boston, and I was sick as a dog, by the way. The conference for me was like, I wasn't sure. And on the last day, this guy, brand new guy you probably have never heard of, called Gary Vaynerchuk, came on stage. And it's as if he came out of the stage, reached out to me, and slapped me across the face with a 2x4 saying, wake the F up, Antoine. And do something with your agency. And just a light bulb went. By the way, as a note, George was at that conference too. And he actually thought that Gary was talking to him. And I'm here to correct the record that he was talking to me. Just FYI, because it's a battle that we've been going for. But one day we'll settle it, right? And I decided to go completely in marketing, right? I just said, okay, I'm going to become a marketer. And I'm going to transform my agency, which was primarily web design, content management system, nonprofit organization. Went completely in marketing, immersed myself in that. And now in the last couple of years, I've been a public speaker. I actually sold my agency to my employee, and I this is my midlife crisis. And my wife thanked me, by the way. She says, thanks for not getting a tattoo, a new girlfriend, and Harley Davidson. Instead, I became a public speaker. And I've been doing this for a couple of years. So now I have this whole new world of public speaking, and I'm on my way on Saturday to San Francisco to speak at the National Realtors Association in San Francisco. They have a gathering of 25,000 realtors, and they actually told me that I'm not a keynote speaker, obviously, at that level. But I have a breakout. They told me that my breakout will sit between 6 to 1,000 people. I'm like, dude, that's not a breakout. You know, a breakout is like maybe 100, 150 people. So I probably will end up having one of the largest audience I've ever spoken to. So that's exciting. So that's it in a nutshell.
The thing that I want the Sprocketeers to pay attention to is if you just follow your gut, if you follow your dream, if you're willing to be a transition specialist, life can take you into some amazing amazing places. Yeah. Now, today, I want to dive into, Antoine, this part of marketing. And one of the things that I've watched you online, you're really good at, and I want to deliver to the audience today, is really Facebook marketing. And that can mm-hmm. be such a wide conversation. There's so many things that you can do. But when you think of the 20%, the one thing, if Antoine, you could only do one thing on Facebook to market your business, what is that one thing that we can start to unpack and build a foundation of strategy for the Sprocketeers?
Okay, it's going to be super easy. The three things you need to do on Facebook is videos, and video, just to make sure. So first of all, if you want to win on Facebook, you want to go all in with videos. And if you don't know video, hire someone that knows video or learn how to do videos. But it's video by a long shot. I believe HubSpot is the one that came up with a study that was recent. And then I've seen it between 1,800% to 1,200% that videos are producing 1,200 to 1,800% more engagement than text and pictures combined. So that's 12 to 18 times, which basically what it means that what you and I want to consume is video content. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, which is really interesting because I do play a lot on YouTube. I have a very active YouTube channel. The way we want to consume videos on Facebook is vastly different than how we want to consume YouTube. So I think one of the mistakes that I see people do is they produce a video for YouTube and then they take that video and put it on Facebook and then obviously it doesn't work. There's a very easy answer to that. We like long form content on YouTube. So the sweet spot is 10 to 12 minutes. Actually, my most popular video is 54 minutes long. This is the one that is giving me the most traction. So that just to give you food for thought there. But on Facebook, we like short form content, right? So it's anywhere between 20 to 90 seconds. So obviously sweet spot being 60 seconds. I would do video in a square format, which is ideal because people are mostly going to consume it on their phone. So that's for really what you should be doing. You should be doing videos. You should have them on square format. This should be about 60 seconds. The segue goes into what type of content you should produce, right? Because we've got the type, what you should produce in terms of content, but what type of content? One of the things that you need to know is that there is nobody that goes to Facebook with an intent to buy. There's no intent to buy on Facebook. That doesn't mean we're not going to buy, but you're not opening up your phone in the morning and then going to Facebook with the thought of, oh, I'm wondering what's the latest thing in sale or what does George has to sell me today. Now you're going in there to see latest location where George is this week. You know, did he do something cool? You know, what did Antoine eat, or he's at a birthday party, or just like all kinds of fun stuff. So the intent of how we are on that platform is never to buy something. If you go and systematically sell your stuff, saying, hey, here I got my stuff, buy it now, it's going to be a major turnoff. And this is usually why it doesn't work. It falls flat. So the type of content you should do is content that is educational or entertaining at the core of it. Like the way for you to connect with a massive amount of people, and actually the gameplay, what I tell everybody is go in the how-to world, educate people. Give them stuff that is informative to them because they'll connect with you. If you're trying to sell, it's most likely not gonna work out for you.
I want to kind of lean in a little bit to that because I mm-hmm. love that you started out with video, and you have like mm-hmm. video lights behind you and it looks like a studio wall behind you. And I totally agree. People should either hire somebody to help them or learn how to do it themselves. Video. I totally agree with that. However, when we think about Facebook, let's pull out a little bit from like being in the trenches and make video and put it on your right. There's the question. So is it the profile? Is it the business page? Is it the group? So there's that segment of questioning right there, Antoine. Is it just a post? Is it an ad? Is it boosting a post? And so there's that question there. So so what I want you to unpack for the Sprocketeers a little bit is this whole idea of like, sure, video, and mm-hmm. sure, this type of video, but how do you present yourself as an individual or a business with that type of video? And how do you add some money or should you be adding money, or should it be organic? Talk us through that.
Enjoying this podcast? Make sure you show the love. Go to Apple Podcasts, hit that subscribe button, and leave a review. Help us become the strongest strategy podcast on the internet. Get access to hidden episodes and bonus content. Head over to sprockettalk.com/strategy.
Yeah, so first of all, organic is dead. It's been dead for a long while. I remember being at Social Media Marketing World. I wasn't there the last one, so that was the one before. So that was almost 2 years ago, where the CEO of the organization pretty much came out and say organic is just dead, which means that your post will reach maybe 1-3% of people at best, right? Which I think it's probably more like than 1%, right? So which means that you're not going to reach anyone. It should not be on your personal profile. I have a personal profile. So I have a personal profile called Antoine Dupont, which is me with my sunglasses on the boat having fun. And there is a professional profile, which is what I use to promote and do anything. By the way, I don't do a lot of promotion on Facebook for me, but I do it for other people. So you want to do it on your Facebook page. The reason why you want to do on your Facebook page is because one of the huge benefits of Facebook is its targeting ability. So you can target people by zip code, by age, by, I mean, there's the resources of you being able to target people is really second to none. You can actually even, you know, target people that like your competition. Like, think about it. So that's the first thing. So you can only boost or pay for ads on a professional page. So obviously you need to have that. Now, what I know for a fact in all the things that we've done is that not every single video content that you're going to create is going to work. They're not. They're simply are not. But again, another amazing benefit that you have is it's not going to take you more than $7 for you to find out. If you take any kind of video, so let's just say you created a how to create an amazing ad on Facebook, right? 60-second video, square format, and I put it on, I upload it on my Facebook page. What I'm going to do is I'm going to boost it for $7 or $1 a day for 7 days, right? And then at the end of the week, I'm going to look at the data. And there's a couple of points that I'm going to look at. First of all, I know that $7 should reach close to about 1,000 people, right? Now, it's not a guarantee. It's actually approximately you're going to be reaching about 1,000 people. So if you boost a video and Facebook is telling you, okay, you only reach 500 people, then that means that Facebook looked at the algorithm and how people are actually behaving with the video and saying that is not a good video. Actually, if it would be 300 people, that means that your video really sucks, right? It's not good at all, which is the good news, because the good news is what you've done. You've just created a 60-second video. It shouldn't take you an enormous amount of time to do that. And you've just invested $7. Think about it in terms of you investing, for example, $15,000 on a billboard on I-95. Whether your billboard was successful or not, you have paid 15 grand. With Facebook, all of you spend is basically $7 and maybe 4 hours of your time trying to deliver something between the filming, the editing, and all that. So it's just really a minimal input. So that's the first thing, is the number of views. And then I would have you set your video to through play. So through play is actually showing the video. It's actually a distinction of 15-second minimum watch on the video. A view, according to Facebook, is 3 seconds. Right? So you're on your phone, you're looking at something, you turn your head because you see something, you come back and you keep scrolling. Facebook has counted that as a view. Now, you and I know we didn't view that. We did, right? We're just scrolling by and everything. So that's good. Through play is 15 seconds. So through play is actually someone that consumed the content, right? So it's 15 seconds to the end of the video, and it doesn't make a distinction in middle. So then you take your number of through play and you divide it by $7, and what you want to do, and what would be a good investment, is up to 5 cents per through play, right? If you're spending up to 5 cents per through play, that means that it's actually really cheap for you to actually put your content in front of people. If it's above 10 cents, it's way too expensive. So this formula, what I just gave you, is actually the formula that will prevent you from wasting good money after bad content. What we have seen, actually, most of that strategy comes from a guy by the name of Dennis Yu, Y-U, and he has a company called Team Blitz Nation. And I've seen a lot of people talking about Facebook. And I saw him like about a year ago at a conference, and I approached him at the end and I says, you know, you're the Yoda of Facebook marketing. And he looked at me and he says, I've been called worse, but he is. And we've been testing that formula and it works like magic because it's just, it's an amazing. So I don't want to take credit for this. I didn't come up with that. Dennis did, but I would highly recommend for you to test it. Now, one of the things that Dennis actually says, and we've actually have seen it in our testing, that about 10% of your videos are going to perform well, right? Which means that in order for you, if you need to have 3 to 5 videos, well, you're going to have to produce 30 to 50 videos in order to get those videos that are working well for you, which means that the vast majority of your videos are not going to perform. That's kind of like the good news, bad news. You know, what do you mean? Like, I'm only going to have 10%. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't know. You know, I mean, it's like, we don't know what people are going to respond to. The other thing is you need to test it against different audiences. So you want to test it against male audience versus female audience, different zip code, different area, and see if a video actually performs better with a different audience. And now maybe you could have a piece of content that performs well there. So that's in a nutshell what I would recommend.
But here's what I'll say, Antoine, because with the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, first of all, Sprocketeers, you should rewind that. There's an entire roadmap. And yes, we should get Dennis Yu on the podcast because he is a Facebook ninja, Jedi, Yoda. But if people have questions, Antoine, like for instance, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh, well, what do I do when I find a unicorn? Or how important is the lighting or the audio or all of these things that the Sprocketeers might be wanting to know? Where can they reach out to you? Where do you want to send them to connect after they get done listening to this episode?
My YouTube channel, youtube.com/ Antoine DuPont, AntoineDuPont. You go to my channel. This is where I'm active. This is where I'm actually, I've made a decision, by the way, as a marketer, to mostly focus all my energy onto one channel as opposed to trying to, you know, for me, what I noticed is that instead of being excellent at one, I was mediocre at all because I was trying to divide my time. And I don't know how it is for the rest of you, but in Florida here, we only get 24 hours in a day. So we're limited by that number, right? And it's just like, you can't do it all. So I, you know, it's two, it's Facebook and YouTube, but predominantly on YouTube. So you can find me on YouTube and we can connect there. You can subscribe to my channel and I provide 100% educational content.
I love that. So there's a couple nuggets just in that alone of drill down, focus in on one thing, be great at it instead of mediocre. But what I will say, Sprocketeers, is it's video, 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 professional page. It is paying attention to small amounts of investment, not losing money, finding the unicorn and moving there. Focus on that and we'll see you on the next episode.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better. Make the world better and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.